Good morning. Can you all hear me well? Oh, good. Okay. Thank you for the introduction. Welcome to all of you to Awakening Together, the weekly service. And to get started, let's just greet each other, just like in a traditional brick and mortar church, you know, shake hands, like how we shake hands in those churches. Let's take a chance to, or let's take time now to greet each other on the board while Lynn plays a song. I'm giving up the mic for Lynn.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. So the core value that I picked that should, that I believe matches our my teaching for today is number 5. We accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. Okay, I'm going, I have some announcements before we get started. Tonight at 7:30 p.m., which is probably Eastern time, And 4:30, which is 4:30 p.m. Pacific, is our monthly satsang featuring this month's guest, Amoda May Jivan. Amoda May is a contemporary spiritual teacher and author. In 2002, after many years of spiritual seeking, meditation, and immersion in psycho-spiritual practices, an experience of the dark night of the soul led to a profound inner awakening. In surrendering wholeheartedly to the unfounding unknownness and aliveness of this moment, she became a naked lover of what is. Since that time, all seeking stopped, all methods dropped, and a gentle but unequivocal coming home to rest in unconditioned, non-dual awareness has become embodied as a living reality. She says, and this is a quote, "Awakening hinges on our genuine desire for the discovery of your true nature. If it is to flower in you, you must truly want liberation from everything that is false in you. You must want to give yourself totally to the inquiry into what is true beyond all inherited concepts, ideas, and beliefs." But awakening is just the beginning. The adventure begins, not in the rarefied atmosphere of transcendence, but in the midst of the chaos of life. And living the truth of awakening has perhaps never been more of an imperative than in today's rapidly changing world. The invitation is for you to awaken to the pristine perfection of your inner light, and then to fully embody and express this light amidst the mystery and mess of human existence. And that's an end quote. Okay, the next thing, Ken did mention this a little bit earlier. There's a Common Ground mini series called Awakening at Home with Reverend Regina Dawn Akers, and it's tonight. So tonight at 9 p.m. is the second in a 6-week mini series. Regina will repeat the teaching she shared at the Awakening Together Fall Retreat. Just like at the retreat, Regina's mini-series will be focused on awakening skills, including meditation, contemplation, journaling, inquiry techniques, mind-watching, and awareness. Because Reverend Regina is just returning from Costa Rica, her retreat down there, tonight's program has been pre-recorded. The remaining weeks of the mini-series will be presented live. Join us tonight as we gather together to listen to the second in a series. As usual, you can donate to support the mini-series. However, Regina has decided that the donations for her mini-series will support the Retreat Center fundraising campaign. You can donate to support the current mini-series under Donate at the link awakening-together.org. And then another announcement, Awakening Together will be closed for Thanksgiving so that our staff and speakers can spend time with their families. So we will close on Wednesday, November 23rd at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, immediately following the guiding light, and will return and we will remain closed on Thursday, November 24th. The sanctuary will reopen on Sunday, November 27th at 9:15 a.m. And that's, gosh, is that Eastern? Don't forget, though, that During the time that the sanctuary is closed, we continue broadcasting music and teachings 24 hours a day on Awakening Together Radio, available on our website and on the link Shoutcast, shoutcast.com. And then the last announcement, join us for our Spirit-led movie discussion group next Sunday, November the 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 5 p.m. Pacific. This month's movie is Little Boy. The movie is available on most popular sites, including Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Google Play, etc. So watch the movie with Spirit, then come and share your insights with the group. Guided movie watching allows us to experience our world and practice forgiveness without leaving our living room. It is recommended that you start with Spirit in meditation or prayer prior to viewing the movie and then journal after. Watch for common themes, for characters you like or don't like, for situations that seem to cause discomfort or joy. Contemplate what your reactions to the movie tell you about your beliefs, about yourself and the world you live in. And then bring that, bring what you learn back to the group and learn from others' movie watching experience as well. Join the movie or enjoy the movie and don't forget to watch your mind. So that's it for the announcements. So to kind of shift gears here and bring us into a prayerful mind, we'll have another song by that Lynn will, and I'll give up the mic for Lynn. But in the meantime, during the song, let's get centered with that song. Here you go, Lynn.
Love, serve, and remember.
Our divine self in prayer. Inner wisdom, open our hearts to hear what you want us to hear today. If we're listening, that we hear the message, and if we're speaking, that we hear the message, that we hear that I hear your message. And help us all feel the love that we bring to this room. And so it is. The title of my teaching today is Coming to Peace with Pain, and I've asked Kathy Smith to do the reading. I'm giving up the mic to Kathy.
Okay, am I back? All right, I'm just going to get on this. Okay, the reading is from Adyashanti, True Meditation, Discover the Freedom of Pure Awareness. And this reading is from, so we'll start here. We're often taught that if fear arises, there must be some mistake being made, that fear must mean danger. But in spirituality, it's important to remember that fear doesn't necessarily mean danger. Actually, fear often means that we're going to a much deeper place inside ourselves. So if fear arises, the wisest thing to do is simply to let it arise. Feel it in your body. Notice that your mind tends to create stories and ideas about the fear. And recognize that these stories aren't really true. But let the fear be experienced, because fear is often a doorway. It's something that you must walk through. When you are willing to walk through the fear, to experience it, to see what's underneath it, to go deeper, then fear has served its purpose. The arising of fear doesn't always mean that something has gone wrong. Actually, in spirituality, fear often means that something is beginning to go right. And that's the end of our reading, and I will release the mic.
Thank you, Kathy. I chose the teaching today because this is what I am working on. This is where I am. And I'm going to be drawing a lot from Michael Singer. But while the reading is from Adi Ashanti, there are so many parallels, and I'll bring in Adi Ashanti through the teaching. Now, most of us have experienced fear as pain, so I'll be using those terms interchangeably today. And by pain, I'm mainly referring to psychological pain, like discomfort, anxiety, nervousness, worry, any kind of internal disturbance. So Singer says that pain is one of the essential requirements for true spiritual growth or deep personal transformation. And when I hear that and read things like our reading today, what Adi Ashanti says, I decided I am in for this. Spiritual growth cannot take place without change, and change is typically uncomfortable. It messes with our safety, security, comfort, and the control we feel. So spiritual growth, which is change, that therefore can frequently mean pain. Singer points out that there are layers of pain that's seated deep in the core of our heart, and we must be able to sit quietly inside and face them if we want to see, want to see where they come from. But they're so uncomfortable that we go through our whole life avoiding pain. And in fact, I can look back and see that's been the mission of my life, avoiding pain. By avoiding pain, it prohibits us from exploring what's on the other side of that pain. So real growth then is when we deal with that pain. And so this pain is really hidden under our thoughts, emotions, that storyline that Pema Chodron talks about, the storyline, the chatter of our mind. And really, what does it come from? It comes from how the world did not meet our expectations. So avoiding pain then, so our psyche then is developed, and the mission of our psyche is to avoid pain, which results in having the fear of pain as our foundation. So, for example, we have, I have a fear of disapproval. So I do things to avoid, to get approval. So because my behaviors are centered around doing things for approval, it actually runs my life. This pain controls my life. So I create these behavior patterns, and if things don't work exactly like I think, then it taps that fear of disapproval. So My behavior then becomes the link to pain. So these avoidance behavior patterns then are what become the doorway to our pain. The way we behave relates, you know, is a link to pain, which is a link to, and this pain is a link to freedom. If we can, we start noticing these behaviors to avoid pain, then we have found that link to pain. So anything that challenges that link causes pain. For example, sometimes Singer gives a really great example about relationships. We put a lot of relationship, a lot of energy into developing relationships. And then, for example, you know, we do special things. We maybe we go as far as to dress a certain way, have a certain car, whatever. And then somebody criticizes something we did. Or maybe I even leave home and I recognize that maybe what I chose to wear today wasn't really, doesn't match like it should have. So within my mind, you know, I'm criticizing myself. Any criticism of my behaviors then sets up this, it sets up this pain, which is really linked to the core pain or the core fear, which is, you know, the fear of rejection or disapproval. So it's actually our behaviors become a layer on top of what our fears. It becomes what Singer refers to as sensitivities. All of these things, I kind of think of them as buttons. All of these things in the world, all these behavior patterns we have picked up to avoid our fear being tapped become our sensitivities, our buttons. And when they're touched in the world, that triggers that core fear. So if the core pain then was not underlying these sensitivities, when we get criticisms or when we even criticize ourselves, that there would be no link to any fear underneath. It would just roll right off. We would probably not even notice it. In fact, probably sometimes we do have things we do hear criticisms or things happen that might trigger pain if we did have that fear, but it goes, we don't even notice it because that's not one of our core fears. But all these sensitivities or buttons, once they're tapped, they're really connected or linked to something deeper that we're one of our deeper fears. So, you know, the question is then, in this temporary experience, do we really want to spend our time holding on to these behavior patterns, to these sensitivities that are, you know, connected to our fears? One of the recent, I recently remembered an experience I had once when it was about this time of year, so it was dark when I left work. It was only like 5:30. I was in a left turn lane in the car, in a left turn lane at a red light. And I don't know what happened, but something sort of came, you know, I don't know, the thought came to me that what would it be like if I were dead? And at that point, I recognized that the car behind me would be in my place. And my whole physical space in the world would be filled in with everybody else, with other people. And I would just not be there, and I wouldn't be noticed that I'm not there. And I was a little bit sad, but then I thought of my kids, and they were just old enough that I knew they'd be totally fine, and they would struggle, but they would handle it. And the reason why I tell you that experience is because it's that temporariness. We almost have to recognize how totally temporary we are, change our perspective to really internalize that temporariness, and then ask, do we really want to spend our lives with all of these sensitivities, which is hiding these fears that are at our core? And so often we even blame other people for, you know, tapping our buttons, when really we're hiding that fear in our core. And that's really what's causing us pain. So really, Singer says, the purpose of spiritual evolution is to remove the blockages that cause pain, that cause this fear. So I challenge you to watch when you do hit a disturbance, check out the motivation for some of your actions, your behavior patterns. What's motivating you to behave that way? And look deeper. Singer says you may not think that you feel pain that often, but you really do. And in fact, I believe it was him who said that like many times a day. And I even questioned myself this morning. I thought, I wonder if, you know, when I think that I really don't have many fears and life's pretty good, I wonder if I'm just a masterful, I'm masterful, or I'm a master of hiding my fear. So we have to look inside and own it. So really, we have two choices. We can either hold on to the pain and keep hiding it in an attempt to keep it from being stimulated by challenges in our life. You know, we set up what's desirable, what's not desirable, what's good, what's bad, you know. What makes us feel okay. Or, so we can, you know, live within this good, bad kind of idea and keep our pain hidden, what we've been really working well to do for our whole lives. Or we can recognize that we have the pain and work to release it, ultimately to help us, you know, spiritually grow. When we are faced with the pain of dropping our identity with the world, then we are okay with being with that pain. So we can be free of that pain. And actually, if we were, we would look at everything in our experience as an adventure with freedom. Life surrounds us with people and situations that stimulate spiritual growth. So I think of situations I've recently agreed to two positions at work, like within the last 2.5 years, like that, that I knew was going to set up very, really great opportunities for distress. And I've had quite a few of those. You know, I'm just not a master of really working with it like I want to be. Hence, I am. That's why I'm so into this topic, how to deal with my pain. So to be free, I really, that's what we want to do. We want to be free of this identity with the world and all the pain and disturbance that goes with it. We have to learn not to be afraid, to view our inner pain as just maybe one view of it is to look at it as just a temporary shift in energy. We really want to be free of pain so we can explore life and really enjoy it. And I'd really like to get to a place where I can feel joy in the midst of, a scolding or a like really difficult public distress. So Singer calls us to decide from now on that pain will not be a problem, that all pain is really just a temporary experience. It's just a feeling that's passing through our system. And one thing he did point out, when we are developing these behavioral patterns and setting up all these sensitivities, we are really shielding ourselves. So what happens? We feel a pain experience. We pull back in an attempt to shield ourselves. What happens next? Well, you can feel that pain, that contraction in our chest, heart. I don't particularly like the heart thing, but the core, center, whatever word you use. Then the mind starts chattering. And the mind, so we've closed our center, our core, our heart. Our mind is chattering, and that mind builds this entire psychological structure around this closed energy that we have. And this becomes part of us. This becomes our future. It drives it, our preferences, our thoughts, our preferences to adjust, to protect ourselves, you know, I think I could say our preferences and our behavioral patterns. It builds this entire protection system. So let's see. Let's kind of review. We have these behavioral sensitivities that are hiding this fear. We can call the sensitivities buttons if you like. They're tapped. We feel pain. Our chest tightens up. Heart closes. And at that point, next, the chatter. And for me, total rationalization, so that I'm trying to make myself feel okay, just hang on. And that rationalization really reinforces and totally builds that protective psychological system so that it can, you know, surround that closed heart, that encapsulated energy. And that's how I see myself. That's where my preferences come from. That's how I choose how I behave in the future. That's actually how I make decisions on what comes next or what I want to do in life. based, think of this, based on the preferences I have set up that protects me from feeling, from tapping my fears. That really brings a tear to my eye on how intense and how messed up I have gotten. So, I want to be free. And this helps convince me that I want to change. And so then the next thing is, how do we deal with this pain? Adi Ashanti says, allow everything to be as it is in a very deep way. And you know, I think it was only really when I connected his teaching with Singer's teaching, did I really get the deep way thing. I hope I can get that across to you. So the way I understand what Adi Ashanti says is, allow everything to be as it is not the fight, the human feelings. Singer says to permit to the world to be what it is instead of being afraid of it. And so he also relates it back to that energy thing. Just experience the energy. That energy passing through. But Singer really says it well. Relax and release. So when you feel, so let's say your sensitivity gets tapped, and you feel that energy, and you feel your heart closing around that energy, your core closing. Relax and release. Relax your heart until you are actually face to face with the exact place where it hurts. Stay open and receptive so you can be present right where the tension is. You must be willing to be present right at the place of the tightness and pain, and then relax and go even deeper. So those are Singer's words, but they match Adi Ashanti's words. Allow everything to be as it is in a very deep way. So allow that pain, be present to it, open to it, right where the tension is, face to face, relax into it, and then in a very deep way, go deeper into it. Singer continues, keep relaxing. Relax your shoulders, relax your heart, then go and give room, let go and give room for the pain to pass through you. It's just energy. Just see it as energy and let it go. If you release and let the energy pass through, then it will go away. If you relax when the pain comes up inside your heart and actually dare to face it, it will pass. So when you experience pain, be aware that there is something within that needs to be released. You, the one who notices the disturbance coming up, you are distinct from what you're experiencing. You're the noticer. You're the, so center on that awareness of that pain. So center on the awareness in the seat of the witness, the seat of the self. That is the only seat from which you can let go. So when you notice the pain, notice that you are the noticer. You're being aware of your pain because you are awareness, being aware of your pain. Because from that awareness is the only place you can let go of that pain, that fear underneath that pain. Adyashanti says, from our reading, if fear arises, the wisest thing to do is simply to let it arise. Feel it in your body. Notice that your mind tends to create stories and ideas about the fear. And recognize that these stories aren't really true. But let the fear be experienced. Because it is often a doorway. It's something you must walk through. And then he goes on to say, see what is underneath it. So to be free, we have to accept that we have pain in our heart. But that we have tremendous joy on the other side. And to feel that great love and freedom, to find the presence of God within, all of this stored pain must go. So when we experience a sensitivity or a blockage that gets hit, you know, when it's hit, we feel this distress. It's like, wow, this is a great opportunity. We have to open ourselves to this opportunity. And Singer points out that eventually you will understand that there is an ocean of love behind all of this fear and pain. So to recap, I came up with, and I've been kind of working with this for maybe a couple of years, but I've really never, it's an acronym, PEACE. I've never really shared it, and I can't say it's in its final form, but I'm going to throw it out there. So when you notice pain, let's bring peace to it, right? PEACE, P-E-A-C-E. P is for pause. It's like that first step. You notice this disturbance, if you notice this disturbance, you have paused. You've noticed it. That's the first, and it's a huge step because typically we try to avoid it and we try to hide this pain. Which relates us, which remember is a link to an underlying fear. Pausing itself breaks the chatter because that's already, if it hasn't already, it kicks in almost immediately. It gives us a chance to choose to bring spirituality to our pain and fear. Just pausing is that first step toward a deeper place within ourselves, as Adyashanti says in our reading. Just pausing we are stopping to recognize and become aware of the pain and the fear. So P is for pause. E is eliminate the storyline. That's Pema's word, storyline. But it's, the Singer would call it chatter. And that's the thoughts of the storyline creates this protective system that surrounds and helps us keep this energy in our core. So eliminate the storyline. Adyashanti in our reading says something similar. He says, notice that your mind tends to create stories and ideas about the fear and recognize that these stories aren't really true. So choose to eliminate the storyline. So E is for eliminate the storyline. A is for allow everything to be as it is in a very deep way. One of Adyashanti's big messages. And actually, really, it just came to me. It's sort of a surrendering. Just being open. Feel the emotion, the fear. In the reading, Adyashanti said, if fear arises, the wisest thing is to be simply let it arise. Feel it in your body. He goes on to say, but let the fear be experienced because it is often a doorway. It's something you must walk through and see what's underneath it. So watch the emotion come from the belief that you have. Recognize what belief the emotion reflects. Let it move through you, like Singer says. Relax and release. Come face to face with the exact place that hurts. Allow it to be as it is, right? Stay open and allow the pain to be. Keep relaxing. Be present to it. And then he says, let and then relax and then go even deeper. So A is allow everything to be as it is in a very deep way. C is for center on your awareness or center into awareness, your consciousness. So watch the energy. We're the watcher at this point, right? Be present to it. Watch the energy pass before the eye of your consciousness. Adyashanti says, see what is underneath, referring to the pain or the fear. Go deeper. Singer calls it centered awareness. He says, you, the one who notices the disturbance coming up, are distinct from what you are experiencing. So center on this awareness in the seat of the witness, the seat of self. That is the only seat from which you can let go. Adyashanti also says, cultivate the energy of awakening, the awareness of one's true nature. So C is for center into your awareness, or center, right, into your consciousness. And then E is for experience love, joy, freedom, growth. Just experience whatever comes to you from that other side of your fear, of that what's in your core under that fear. So in closing, when you experience pain, when I experience pain, and I'm referring to the slightest little twinge, bring peace to that pain. P for pause, E for eliminate the storyline, A for allow everything to be as it is in a very deep way, C for center into awareness or consciousness, and E for experience love. And let everything be as it is. Amen. And so it is. And now, if you have any I'm going to give up the mic so that Lynn can play another song so we can sit with this message for a few minutes. I'm giving up the mic.
Play the game and you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't in for you. Tell me, how can you stand there with your bra, ashamed of playing a fool? One thing can lead to another, it doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel. Things are gonna work out fine if you want it all. Do as I say. Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are this is widely known. And what you plan to do with your foolish pride when you're all by yourself alone? Once you tell somebody the way that you feel, you can feel it beginning to leave. I think it's true what they say about this squeaky wheel. Always get shower the people you love and love. Yes, and show them the way that you feel. I know things are gonna be just fine if you only will. What I'd like to do to you, shower the people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much.
So now, I'd love to hear from you, your comments, thoughts, you know, I guess even if you have a question, not sure I can answer it, but I would love to hear your thoughts, so I'm going to give up the mic. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. Great. Thank you, Joanne, for a lovely, lovely message. As you guys probably know, well, you may or may not know, Joanne was just ordained in October at the fall retreat, and she's done an excellent job this morning, and we're just so thrilled to have her on board as one of our ordained ministers. So, again, great job, Joanne, this morning. I think it's just wonderful how you highlighted that not only can pain be overcome, if you will, we no longer have to be subject to pain, but in fact, pain can be a doorway, or suffering can be a doorway to awakening. And I think that you've highlighted that, you've illuminated that, and I think it's a very important point. So we appreciate you sharing that with us. And I think your acronym was fabulous. Pause, eliminate the storyline, allow everything to be as it is in a very deep way, center into awareness, and experience love. I also thought it was very cool to hear you talk about how you got, as you were teaching, you got that allowing everything to be as it is in a very deep way is a surrender. And, you know, that's one of the really cool things about really sharing from our hearts and being centered in our awareness as we teach. You know, as A Course in Miracles says, teach what you would learn. And so it was really cool to see that live and happen in real time this morning with you, to just see, your awareness expand as you taught. So I really appreciate you being here. I appreciate your message. I think it was a fabulous message. And thanks for sharing this morning. I'll let go of the mic.
Thank you, Jacqueline. You know, one of the things you mentioned, one of your comments was how you pointed out how it's a doorway. This pain is a doorway. Do you, just think about that. Wow. The opportunities we could step into that we've been missing. It really kind of, we avoid them just so we don't feel pain. But really, what opportunities, if we were kind of, I guess you could say, we're really, really serious about our path, wouldn't we want to step into those? Ooh, just makes me think about that. Anyway, any other comments?
Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. So you have to excuse the fact that I was not able to get in line because for some reason this new format with Mac has a lot of glitches so far. And so I have to generally type on the board when I want to take the mic. So I appreciate you noticing that. One of the things that you said, Joanne, you know, that just rings so familiar, at least with me, is that sense of wanting to avoid pain, any kind of pain. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, physical or emotional pain. It feels like that is a, you know, normal condition of being human, you know, that we would want to avoid pain, avoid conflict, avoid anything that stirs up disorder, you know, chaos, that scattering of thought in a million different directions, like you said, where we're either trying to defend or falling back on a past habit that might have got us out of quote, the pain to begin with, you know, all kinds of maneuvering going on really to avoid the very thing that, you know, Adyashanti and some of these other readings that you've shared with us are pointing towards, not away from. And yet that normal human response to like run the hell in the other direction from any kind of pain or conflict seems very, very, still very, very strong in me. So that being aware, just being aware that that is what seems to be going on in whether it's in the body or manifested in the mind or manifested in some way that it shows up in the body. Either way, we have, you know, clues going on, but oftentimes because of, you know, this conditioning that seems to be so, so deep, these habitual patterns that seem to be so ingrained, we don't even notice it. And so something that I was reading this week was... let's see, I'm going to try to remember it exactly. I don't know if I'll be able to, but it was, I'll just summarize it very simply. It said, you know, the ego likes to scatter attention, likes to scatter our attention. It's never single focused. And so with that scattering of attention comes confusion. You know, with confusion comes fear. And then what it does is it hides that. It's very good at hiding its own stuff. And so we don't even notice that it's there anymore. It just seems like a normal part of, Michael Langford, exactly. That's where it came from, Barb. And when you think about scattering attention, I mean, you know, when you scatter something, it's dispersed. It's never single pointed. It goes to and fro, up and down, back and forth. I mean, it bounces off a million different things, which are all distractions away from that awareness that you asked us to rest in at the very end, that looking back at what is aware of all of this seeming external stuff, all of these distractions, this sense of pain in the body, this, you know, all the little clues that we have, and just taking that moment to pause, to, you know, to delay some sort of reactivity, but instead to pause, that is the return to awareness. And to be able to dwell there for any length of time is most helpful. I mean, it's for all of us. It's where peace is found. It's where the direction is given. So I really appreciated you, you know, talking about this idea of pain in whatever way or whatever form each of us individually experiences that in the present moment even. So thank you very much, Joanne. I appreciate you asking me to be your reader, and I was very happy to hear what you had to share. So I'll give up the mic. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. What great connections you made. Other thoughts, comments? I think I'm planning to stick around for the social hour. So I think this is a good time to I just want to express gratitude today in closing. And you know, it was really, this whole thing was really interesting. You know, this is my first, and I think it was 2 weeks ago I was ordained and didn't have a clue nor really any interest in doing this, and then got Regina emailed me, and I have to thank Regina for the opportunity. I talked to Jay about, you know, just in the process of making my decision, and thank you, Jay. And then I knew that I should do it. There was no doubt, but I don't know why I drug my feet. But finally I accepted, and then I got this big email about all the people that would support me, from Ken and Rebecca to Lynn with the music, to a reader, to Jacqueline, who went over everything with me, to, you know, kind of, oh my gosh, I just want to express gratitude for all of the help I got, and gratitude for the experience today in the this sanctuary, and gratitude for the love that I experienced today, even though I'm sure you could tell I had a little bit of nervousness, tension, aka pain. So thank you all, and I look forward to the next social hour. So I don't know what happens next, but I'm going to give up the mic. Thank you all. Amen.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Babies cry, watch them. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The color of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, what a wonder.